The F1 season's coming to an exciting climax with Sebastian Vettel and Fernando Alonso separated with 10 points with 10-2 races to go. Also the climax to Jake Humphrey's time, presenting it before he swans off to Zugo elsewhere. Well, to mark the end of his time at Formula One, he's brought out a new book called The Inside Track, Paddocks, Pit Stops and Tales of My Life in the Fast Lane. And he shared a few tales of his time reporting on Formula One with Ben Croucher.
When it came to me writing a book, the last thing I wanted to do was write an autobiography, because I'm 34. You know, what do I really know about the world to write an autobiography? But I feel like I've really had a unique insight into Formula One, and I've had a chance to see a world that so few people have got the opportunity to do. And I know how lucky I am. And the aim of the book really was just to give people a sort of an insight really into the life that I've led for the last 4 years. So whether you're a real hardcore petrol head and you know everything there is to know about Formula One, I hope that this book will give you a unique angle of what I've seen. But equally, if you're not really into Formula One and you don't know too much about it, I think it's a really nice first taster. It explains the way the sport works, why it works like that, and then a few stories about hanging out with the likes of David Coulthard and Eddie Jordan, which has, I suppose, dominated my last 4 years. Actually, I've seen more of them than I have of my own wife since 2009.
I was going to say that's no bad thing, but I thought it was spending a lot of time with Eddie Jordan, especially in those condensed spaces.
Oh, it's tough. I mean, he's a funny guy. I mean, normally we stand there and there's about 20 seconds to go to on air, and I'm thinking, okay, yeah, we've got a good show lined up today. Here we go, about to go live. And I write about this sort of stuff in the book, actually. And then with about 20 seconds left, I turn to my left and David and Eddie are standing there, and they look psyched and they look primed for live TV. And then I look back with about 10 seconds left and Eddie Jordan's disappeared. He's cuddling some woman 20 yards away, and I'm thinking, what are you doing? We're on air in just seconds. But he has zero discipline, and he often does this thing where he pulls out his earpiece with about 20 seconds to go and he says, what are you going to ask me? And I tell him the question, and then he stands there for another 10 seconds staring into space, and I think, oh great, you know, Eddie's formulating an amazing answer. And actually he's not at all, he's just totally confused, because then he pulls his earpiece back out again and says to me, what am I going to say? And so I have to say to him, Eddie, I can't tell you the question and the answer. I can't do everything for you. So yeah, it's been good fun hanging out with those guys.
Four years in Formula One, and that's the best impression of his accent that you could muster.
Is that no good to you?
I've heard better from you, to be honest. I've heard better.
Yeah, well, I mean, my favourite thing is when he starts doing a question and he's got absolutely no idea what he's going to ask them. So he'll sort of preface it by going, Michael, I'm just sort of coming at this from my own secret little different kind of perspective. And I'm thinking in a wondering kind of way, how different you have found the experience at Mercedes compared to the time within the camp of the Ferrari, yes. What? And I mean, I'll tell you, my favourite ever Eddie Jordan moment actually was when Sebastian Vettel won the world title in 2009, and Eddie was desperate to get hold of Dietrich Mateschitz, the boss of Red Bull. Now, Dietrich Mateschitz never does interviews. He's a very secretive, a very rich man. But Eddie grabbed him, and they know each other. So Eddie said, Dietrich, come on, a quick interview for the BBC. So the producer says to me, OK, Jake, as soon as we finish this, I want you to throw to Eddie, who's with Dietrich Mateschitz. And this was like a big moment for our coverage. And I kid you not, Eddie went, thanks, Jake. I'm here with Dietrich Mateschitz, who's the multimillionaire who's financed this wonderful Red Bull team and has been absolutely brilliant, and he never, ever speaks to the media. And this is a unique opportunity for us to hear from a man who really has created history in Formula One, the wonderful Dietrich Mateschitz, who's responsible for this wonderful team, and Sebastian Vettel winning the world title. And Dietrich, we'd all like to say on behalf of the BBC, huge congratulations for everything you've done. Jake, back to you. And I was just staring at the camera thinking, why is he doing it? I said, great, lovely to hear from Eddie Jordan again. And that was our big moment with Dietrich. It was more Eddie talking to him than him talking to us, but there you go.
And just finally then, you are moving over to football now. Are you going to be seeing your beloved Norwich next season?
I hope so. I was worried for the first couple of games. I was thinking, oh no, just as I end up as, you know, a Premier League football presenter, I'm not going to be able to talk about my favourite team. But we seem to have come on leaps and bounds, actually. And, you know, Simeon Jackson, who's a Kent boy, played for Gillingham for a long time. He started to knock a couple of goals in for us. He scored a crucial goal in the League Cup against Spurs. And I think that if we can carry that into our league form, I think we'll see a Norwich City that's just about going to survive. But again, like every year for a Norwich fan in the Premier League, you know, it's all about survival. You know, we don't go into the season thinking, oh, if we can get the top six, we'll be in Europe. We go into it thinking, you know, if we finish 17th, that's going to be a huge success. It's never easy, and it's never comfortable either, being a fan of a small top flight football team. But I'd rather be there than anywhere else, I think.
And Grant Hull for England?
Grant Hull for England. Well, if I was the England manager, I'd pick him, but I'm not sure Roy Hodgson will be going there anytime soon. We'll wait and see.